Good afternoon, everybody. I'm presenting this topic on the BMP's adoption through the cluster approach, and this is how well the BMPs can be adapted through the clusters, and what we are doing next activities I'll try to explain. So in the outline, this alter the introduction and at present the society status and better management practices, and how we are disseminating the success of BMPs to the other farmers, non-society farmers, implementations of BMPs through a group approach, and now we are trying to link the farmer societies to the markets and processes also. And in brief, this is society's update. We are now presently operating in six maritime states, where totally 772 societies has been registered. And totally the number of farmers are 16,930. And there's a total area is 15,168 hectares. So at present, AP Andhra Pradesh are having 605 societies, Karnataka 20, Kerala 1, Orissa 54, Tamil Nadu 42, and West Bengal 50. And we are planning to expand to the other states also. Coming to introduction, this ability of farmers deal with the disease problems depends not only on the technical factors, but also in the socio-economic factors such as access to technology, better inputs, information of finances. So understand the aquatic animal diseases and reduce the risk of their occurrence, a system approach should be adapted. As a whole, including the ecological process and socio-economic and institutional factors is considered. The key to putting the BMPs into sustained practice is the farmers being associated and motivated. Thus, the process commenced with the organization of small-scale farms into groups. So this is the introduction. And coming to the BMPs, now the 10 BMPs which are very key in the practices, the cultural practices are starting this good pond preparation. Now this is the main thing. The second one is the biosecurity measures. What initially we thought like a crab and bird fencing, but now from pond preparation onwards, we should take care of all the biosecurity measures. And third is the sourcing of good quality seeds, where previously in the last previous years where we suffered a lot from disease problems, and how can we address this quality seed. And fourth one is the water quality management, feed management, where it plays a major role in FCR and cost of production also, and health management, food safety, traceability, and better harvest and post-harvest practices. And last is environmental awareness and management. We'll speak one by one. Like actually, after success of this BMPs dissemination, our daily field staff visit to the, like NACSA staff visits to all the societies regularly, train in communication, interpersonal skills also. And we are conducting regular farmer meetings with PowerPoint presentations as well as in society meetings also, like involving all non-society farmers as well as society farmers to disseminate the BMPs. Details and decisions also recorded in the society's minutes book as well as the record book also is maintained. And regular farmer field days also has been conducted. And farmers as the trainers, now that's what the concept we are, because we cannot, with the less staff in the expansion, I think the trainers training, that's the main thing, where we are training the farmers, where farmer can disseminate to 100 farmers, 1,000 farmers. So that is the main, through the farmer leaders. And we have the BMP brochures also, and this video also, this one video is over. And this is the last one, toll-free telephone. So this is how we are disseminating our activities to the farmers. These are the pictures of the farmer meetings conducted. And coming to the crop planning, starting for the BMPs, where the society farmers are starting their conducting meeting, like when to stock the seeds, when to do the pond preparation, everything in the crop planning meeting. So meeting is organized among the society farmers. A preparation of crop calendar before 2 months stocking is prepared, because it is different from area to area, because the salinity factor and the pond drying conditions, everything different from area to area. So some farmers will stock in February, some farmers will stock in March. So according to the societies and their particular geographical location, their society meetings have been conducted. And the farmers note the decisions in the minute book, and everyone signs in it for the agreement, so that they can bind to the particular thing, so that it's not an they cannot overcome the what they assigned. That's what the main thing here. And here the table where the planning is there, seed selection and stocking, and this water management and all. The total crop activity will be planned here. And coming to the monitoring, actually the success will be in societies will be through monitoring. Through societies, the key actually, that is we should give the responsibility to all that regular monitoring will help in increase success rate of crop. And another thing what we have planned is one step further, because starting we thought of general body like president, secretary, treasurer or general members, 7 to 8 members will be stayed in society. The members will be 20 to 70 society members will be there. But we cannot, without any responsibilities taken by the society farmer, it is not possible. So our further step, what we took is, we have planned the subcommittees in societies also. Like some persons, some farmers will have a good idea about the seeds. Some farmers will have a good idea about the pond preparation and managing, how to motivate people. So we are finding that type of people in societies and we are forming the subcommittees. So if the 2 to 3 farmers will form a subcommittee, like they will be the responsible persons going to the hatchery for the sourcing of good quality seeds, though they will be the in charge for that. Another 3 farmers who are good in motivating the other farmers, they can form a committee, like they can see the pond preparation well, they are prepared or not, whether they are dried or not, whether they are pumping the water with the proper screening, they are putting meshes or not. So this type of subcommittees also farmers will have the clear responsibilities and powers to control the society management. And coming to the pond preparation, this is the initial stage. So previously, all the farmers used to hire one tractor for their pond preparation. But now in the coming stages, what we thought is there is a cost of production also increasing and there is a society concept is also there. So all the farmers are hiring one tractor or one procliner to do their all the society ponds, so that they reduce the cost of production as well as the time. So this is where now the steps has been taken. So farmers are now coming for the leased for a lease any tractor, like, so that they can do the pond preparation in 1 week or 2 weeks, so that it makes all the ponds in a proper condition. So these are pond preparation methods. So here starting according to the soil condition and fertility, even now according to the year by year, the culture practice are changing, like the water quality also changing in creeks and all. Even like that, even the fertility of the soil also decreasing the crop to crop. In such conditions, this pH factor is varying from crop to crop. In all the different places, now the variation between the morning pH as well as the evening pH has been differing, like 8.1 in morning or 9 in the evening. So that much variation fluctuation is there. So that one we cannot address that problem after the water fill. So what we have planned is we are doing our field manners, checking the water soil pH starting. So that according to the soil pH, they're treating the pond. If it's high, they're using gypsum. So according to if the fertility is less, they can use the vermicompost. So like that, depending upon the situation, these practices are done. So here we have the pH meters for every our staff. So soil pH meters, they can check in the pond, so that the farmer also will have the idea so what the pH of the pond is. And remaining process in the pond preparation is scraping by manually or by instruments, applying lime or gypsum. And this is a good pond preparation methods after the drying. And coming to the pond preparations, we should completely drain out the pond, because what we have seen is in some areas, because of the slopes and all, the proper draining of the ponds is not there. Only near the outlet, water will be stagnant. So that pond is not properly prepared. So farmer will think that the pond is well prepared. But things after this outbreak problem only, he will face, sir, I prepared very well. I dried the pond. But thing is, I got a disease problem. But thing is, outlet also, water stagnant will be there. Maybe virus may be staying in the outlet water also. So what we are ensuring that the outlet water also. And the removal of organic waste, if the pond bottom is a little bit dirty, you can remove. And drying the pond, plowing, applying lime, gypsum, according to the soil pH. The photographs are very good soil and black soil. In some ponds, what we thought, even the pond dried for 1 or 2 days, If you take the middle points, this middle points like that, the pond will be like this only. But if you dig the pond inside, the pond layers will be like this. That ensures that it is not a good proper pond preparation. The total good pond preparation should be this type of pond. The soil should be very good. And coming to the biosecurity measures, which now is a key for the shrimp farming. Now, previously, when we told the farmers about regarding this crab fencing or as bird fencing, now they didn't realize. But now the maximum farmers are in societies, they are implementing without on all, they're purchasing all the nets and all. So they realize the importance of this biosecurity measures. Now, actually, previously, the screening and all farmers previously, BMPs, they're doing. Previously, we did screening and all, sir, but thing is, again, you're repeating. But you should ensure that screen should be all double screen meshes, and there should not be any holes, actually, because that should be maintained throughout the crop. Farmers, what they'll do is they'll just starting in the pumping, they'll put the new meshes. But after that, the checking and all, they should realize that this screening is important in the initial level by the water pumping. And now that is at the 300 micron mesh also. And stocking disease-free seeds, I'll come next to that seed sourcing. And crab fencing, that is for all ponds, four sets to prevent entry of crabs. There's carriers, which are dangerous, and carriers for the white spot. And non-lethal bird fencing, because what he thought is previously some their farms, they put the gunman and all. Sir, we got the gunman, there is no bird fencing. But that is we need the non-lethal bird fencing, that is trying of nylon loops. And this is so many types, models are there. So depending upon this, there's biosecurity measures now in societies are well implemented. So in further also, that should be take care, because crop to crop, they should be maintained without any holes and all. So these are the few photographs of the societies who are doing the best good biosecurity measures. Like even in some societies, they're even hygienic, they're washing their hands with the potassium permanganate. And here coming to the screening, they are doing three type screening. In some areas, our farmers also there from different districts, so they can share the experience. I think tomorrow they'll share what they're doing, the culture practices. And here aeration system also is improved. And in the culture practices, the sampling, they should use individual utensils with the net and all, with all potassium permanganate washed nets and all. And coming to the sourcing of the good quality seeds, what we are telling is, previously farmers went to the hatcheries and they want to procure the individual farmer as the seeds. Like if a small farmer, they need 50,000 or 1 lakh seeds, they go to hatchery and just procure the seeds and just stock. But thing is, that is not actually they got the disease problems. And after that, what we told is, the farmer should go to the hatchery bulk combinedly, like they should put in the meeting, starting in the society meeting. They should decide how much density and all they should stock, how much quantity they should require, and they should go to the hatcheries, like they should place bulk orders, like government employees hatcheries, 45 days in advance of the plant stocking, so that the production required quantity of seed. Broodstock also should be screened for WSSV and MBV. So this is what we are telling to the farmers, so that the seeds will be assuring good quality. So this is a system, what we are telling is contract hatchery system. Starting, the farmers are going to the hatchery and they've been putting one meeting like with hatchery owner also. So they're telling their specifications, like they want the seed of this much quantity, this much million, and they want the seed with individual broodstock screen. And that should be checked for PCR with like samples where the pleopods has been cut and tested for PCR, WSSV, which will be negative. Then only that nauplia should be taken into the hatchery. So, and after that, this artemia. Here, hatchery should be using 10 kgs per 1 million of seeds. The total seeds should be like this artemia, where it will be giving good quality seeds. So, farmers should insist that they should use good artemia. And also, they should not use any antibiotics in the seed production. And now the farmers also now going to the hatcheries inside, but previously they are not allowed, but now they are going to the hatcheries and they are seeing their own tanks, what is the condition and all. They are checking the records also, what they are using the feed and all. So again, and we are telling the farmers to test the seed for antibiotics also. Now this is a step we are taking now, because in the record keeping purpose, this price certificate actually we are trying to ask, like at least they can give the certificate like the seed bulk, this much of seeds purchased from particular hatchery. So we are insisting our farmers to us to get the certificate also. So this type of system we are trying to practice in our societies. Now this was implemented. Now all the farmers are now well aware of this contract as a system. Now farmers also, they are going individually. Starting we assisted, but now the farmers, they got the system and now going individually and they are procuring seeds. And this one, this month-wise prevalence in Monadon, where January and February broodstock and the samples collected was positive cases high, and coming to March is less. That is, depending upon this, farmers also can see which month they can stock and the virulence of disease will be less. So this is the data. And this one actually, one false sampling results, like what we are stressing on the single broodstock to be spawn, single spawner system. But in hatcheries, previously they used to spawn multi-spawner, like they can mix 4 or 5 broodstock. If it is one is positive and one is negative also, the seeds produced from this particular broodstock may be half negative and half positive. So this should, these two broodstock will be mixed in one tank. So the chance of getting in the testing for the farmers, maybe if the farmer is getting negative these results, he'll think, even though he get negative in this PCR, he may get outbreak in the pond in 30 days. And some farmer directly they can get in testing, because that disease seeds are getting for that testing. So what, according to this, what we are telling is, we are insisting of farmers is the hatchery person should do the individual spawning system, like single spawner, so that we can decide there itself. If it is positive, then itself we can discard that broodstock. And these are difference like improved seed quality, like non-contract hatcheries and contract hatchery system. Here, risk of disease seed some more, and disease-free seed will be there in contract hatch system. And here, multi-spawner there and single spawner. And here, more size variation is there because of the multi-spawner, and here little bit size variation is not there. And fed with artificial feeds, and we are insisting here to feed with Artemia, that is 10 kgs per 1 million. And poor growth, and we got a good growth also. And more DOC because of this poor quality, and less DOC where the cost of production will be less also here. A smaller harvester and good count of the harvest. So this is the difference between non-contract hatchery system and contract hatchery system. And coming to the water quality management, water quality lab is being set up in all societies. We are giving all the test kits to our field managers. They are regularly checking to the farmers the pH, alkalinity, DOs and ammonia. Even they are staying in nights in farms also to check the DO levels. So farmers also felt very happy, like farmer thinks that he has put 4 aerators, it is sufficient, the DO. But when they practically seen that even the 4 aerators is not enough and sufficient DO, then realize that this is not sufficient, again they used to put another 2 aerators in the next day itself. So the plants has been saved by the like this system. So our field managers are working in nights also for this one. So again, they are maintaining good relationship, so that if they stay in the farm also, farmers are calling to stay them, and this type of relation is maintained actually. And here it's a water quality test kits are purchased by societies also. First time we are demonstrating in the society farms, but after that society farmers itself, they are purchasing and they realize the importance of these kits, that is instant kits, so that they can check individually in the farms instantly. So this water quality should be tested on site, because the variations much there will not be much variations actually. And coming to the stocking, in pond preparation and water preparation also, they should not use any poultry manure or any other animal manure. So for that, this system, what we are telling is to use only these fermentation juices like jaggery, yeast, dolomite. And so this type of, and if color is not also coming, they can go for chain dragging. And even the vermicompost is also working for the plankton development. So this is a system where the pH and all will be controlled initially, and the survival rate also increased. So coming to the aeration system, even farmers are putting aerations, but they're putting in the wrong position. where without aeration it will be good, but putting in wrong position, it will, the total pond will be disturbed, like the ammonia levels and the hydrogen sulfate will be spreading in the pond without any proper aeration, position of the aerators. So see, the farmers putting here the corner, so that the circulation of the water is not there, and the black soil and all in the feeding zone will be spreading in the pond, and the effect of this is more compared to not putting aerators. So this position of aerator system is also important. So here the, actually they used to put long arms here, but it's not a correct. The sediment area 60-70% will be there. If they put the positions like in the centers of the pond, that sediment area will be reduced to 30-40%. Like that, the 1HP aerators, some farmers used to put like this in the corners, like sideways, where the sediment area is 70-80%. But here the proper positioning, single 1HP aerators also, the sediment area will be reduced. So the position of the aerators also important in this BMPs. It's a good aeration system, and different models of aerators are like spiral aerators, long arm, and even 1HP aerators. So many types of aeration systems are there. And is a feed management where the cost of production, FCR, will play a major role in cost of production and the profit margin of the farmer. So coming to the feeds, commercial feeds from the reliable ISO certified companies should be used by the farmers, and farmers are now practicing. And maximum one or two feed brands are used in society, so that if you check for these inputs for any antibiotic resistance, it will be easy for the society. If they use four or five brands, it is very costly, so it is preferable to use one or two feeds. And expiry day period is inspected on the feedback. The farmers should check after the before the purchasing of the feedback, when is the expiry date and when is the manufacturing date, so that he cannot bring that that quantity required for the farmer and the bags which he is bringing. The time and duration, they should see the expiry dates and all. And here the feeding table is used, and feeding rate is also adjusted based on according to the observational check tray. Check time monitoring and sampling. So everything, we are assisting them in the farming, in the culture activity. In most cases, after 30 DOC, farmers are practicing middle feeding also, so that any size variation initially is there, so that they can cover this one. And the total distribution of the feed will be there to all the animals. And here the record maintained for the feed consumption for the crop is also like record maintenance, how much feed they are going, they can reduce in the molting times, according to that they can adjust. So these are feed management. And coming to the chain dragging, previously I told about the chain dragging. This one is very effective, where the farmer from feedback they are telling chain dragging is excellent, like while starting even they do the pond preparation well and good water preparation. 1 or 2 days after that, the plankton crash is there, and because of some dinoflagellates or some idea the water parameters fluctuation. So in that system, in that situation, they can chain drag. Like this is very important. Like they can soil and water will be mixing, and the dissolved any minerals and vitamins will be mixed with water, and again the bloom will start. After this chain dragging, again they can use like fermented juices or dolomite, so that the 1 or 2 days again the bloom stabilizes. So this is very important. And another thing is when they drag in the feeding zone, and like in Moradon is burrowing habit, if the any like feeding zone, that will be leveled, so that the feed spreading will be on the like a plain floor, and the pellets will be available for all the animals. So another important thing is after the seed stocking, I think better not to chain drag for 20-25 DOC. Because it may die, small animals may die. After 20 DOC, the movement and all will be good for the small animals, small shrimps. Then they can go for chain dragging. And coming to the disease management, here, because of the society concept, any disease problem also they have been addressed, like sharing of information during disease outbreak also. And implemented like any bleaching by any all the society money they're taking, bleach that particular pond, and informing all the farmers to, if that is 10 grams or 15 grams, if it's harvested, informing all the farmers to not the pump water for 1 or 2 days. And after that, this sharing of information is useful to save other ponds, and it is also effective. And this monitoring of routine monitoring of shrimp health by the farmers also. And what now we are feeling is, I think we should work with the research institute in providing immediate information, so that we can hear. You see all the, this is the one year where the farmers suffered. like this 120 DOC, 130 DOC, so many sizes have shrimp harvested by the farmer. And now the major problem is the white gut here. The white gut, white feces disease is a major disease now in the summer crop in the high temperatures. What previously thought the farmers, and according to some papers also, because of the high densities, this white gut is coming, they thought. But even the low density, like 3 to 4 pieces per square meter also, we observed the white gut. And after that, we thought the high saline area, but even this is observed in the low saline area also. So we are not able to assess why it is coming actually. Farmers are also telling, even though we have prepared the pond well and sourcing good quality seeds also, we are observing this white gut problem. So I think in this juncture, I think the research organizations also should see research what is happening, this type of diseases. Because now farmers actually, they are doing good research, like they are observing what is the main factor. So the pond which the white gut is coming, again it is coming, next crop also, even though it has done good pond preparation also. So this problem is not, we are not able to address this problem actually now. But if the seed problem, if they stock 4 ponds or 10 ponds, only 5 ponds are observing this white gut, and remaining ponds there we are not observing. So this is under this one we are in study also. So this type of address, this is also disseminated in the meetings also, actually society meetings. So this type of sharing information also is helping in the practices, in the common practices in societies. And coming to the food safety, increased awareness also among society farmers about food safety issues, now reduced this disease incidence, leading to reduced chemical use in societies also. Now seed, feed and other farm inputs also in societies are screened for antibiotic rises. And screening of all shrimp farms for banned antibiotic residues, now it's mandatory. Now quick awareness through societies made is possible, because individually for the farmer we cannot tell, but in society group-wise it is possible to do all these things and make awareness regarding safety issues in the farmers. And coming to the traceability, actually this is what we are telling, like from broodstock screen to hatchery, cluster farm processing, as well as the retailers like sales. So this is a fully integrated supply, that's what we are planning actually now. Because now we are up to this stage, but now we have the certification and everything, now we should go to the further step from here onward. And this system and record keeping also should be improved, and some societies should be strengthened actually in the body side, general body side, they should be strengthened, little bit strengthened now. And this is a fully integrated supply, and complete traceability should be there. And processed product never leaves custody of supply at any time. So every case can be treated from, traced from restaurant table all the way back to the hatchery. So highly motivated sales team available in US to assist with any questions also is there. So these are the Google Maps, like all the information regarding all the societies in the society office, like starting from the Google Maps and numbering and pond, farmer pond IDs, everything is recorded and documented in the society offices. So this is the first step we are doing. And record keeping, this is farm management practices, including feeding, water quality, chemical use, disease, and any other relevant activities also, they have been recorded in the record books. And the stocking and harvesting information also is recorded. Like farmers themselves are keeping the records, but we are printed now, the more farmers, we have printed new books, like this year books, and already they are writing the records, which will be useful in the coming years. And coming to the quality improvement, this improved quality through better harvest and post practices, like harvesting during early hours also. So we are telling farmers to harvest only and before early hours only. And chill killing, this one maximum society farmers are practicing now, because previously farmers are telling that we had done chill killing previously, but now we are neglected because of these problems and all. But after the society, after they formed, organized societies, and now we are motivating our farmers to chill kill, because the benefit of chill killing and quality maintenance, we are telling and we are encouraging farmers to do it in order to maintain the quality. So, and here separate packing. Here what initially farmers, that hand picking material also they used to mix. But thing is, they used to spoil all the material. But now what we are insisting is not to mix the hand picked material. They should be packed separately. And quick transport of packed shrimps to the plants. And the cooperation of this water, morning we talked about the farmers as well as processors. So in coming this way forward, we are trying to link the societies to the processors, nearby processors, so that this all the certification, this all the main problems can be issued, like addressed. The farmer can actually, what we have planned is, the farmer should plan according to the stocking density also, what count really the processor needs, so that according to that they can stock the stocking density. From that type, that time onwards they can go for further activities. So these are forward integration with process, like one hatchery, one farmer society, local processor and buyers, where one hatchery means purchase of disease and antibiotic free seed directly from hatcheries without any middlemen or agents. And here one farmer society is linking society to processors, so that all the society farmers market that product as one unit. Here also middlemen or agents can be avoided. And here local processor also linking local processor to the buyer here. So this is what we are planning actually. And creating environmental awareness also, is working with other NGOs, the planned mangrove society area. And some NGOs also, they have given electric motors to society farmers also. Impeda is also assisting, Impeda scheme is there for the societies, like power and subsidy is there. So irrelevant to that, even NGOs also, one or two NGOs, they help the society farmers. And NACSA is taking up a carbon footprint study also in societies to demonstrate eco-friendly farming practices in societies followed by society farms. So this process of electrification of the society farms. So this is a picture where the Impeda subsidy society farmer, society farm has been electrified. So these are linking the societies for like market, better market access, like legality of the farm operation. Every society should be legally registered with CAA, like Coastal Aquaculture Authority. That is mandatory and basic. So maximum farmers are now registered. Now few are there, they have been now applying. And these are certificates like organic and this MONA certificate, that is SPF seeds. And this ELISA certificate for the antibiotic residue. So all the screening certificates, all these certifications should be mandatory for the society farms. Traceability is from farm to fork, and environmental sustainability, social responsibility, and now the cluster certification. And this is a mechanism to link with the small farmers to the processors. So this is a branded shrimp, what we are, in future we are thinking, like the society shrimp, chemical-free and antibiotic-free shrimps. And this is a better market access for the society shrimp. This is previously that Cisco has an agreement with Impeda regarding society shrimp. That is chemical free from societies will be treated with any chemical during processing either. And ensuring safe shrimp to the consumers. And from this, the lessons learned is the farmers' unity and cooperation is a key for the success of BMPs. And BMPs provide strong incentive for positive change. And provision of technical services should be independent and without any conflict of interest to secure the confidence of farmers. And cluster certification is possible. So this is a way forward, that revival of shrimp farming that we are targeting around 1,000 this year, 1,000 societies totally, to involve all the stakeholders also. And assist regulatory authorities, like ensure implementation of guidelines. And electricity, like bank credit insurance, and cluster certification, we can do the pilot projects, expand to all the societies, link farmer to policy makers, like influence local government policies, influence central government policies also. This is a way forward for the societies, this one. So thank you all.